Time for the birthday scam. We're going to call a woman, and this is kind of a warning for the faint of heart. This woman gets a little upset later, laughs, though, and has a happy ending. But
well, she's going to cry.
She's going to cry a little bit, okay? But she's a very emotional person, and thus this is the reason of the scam. She gets really emotional at her son's baseball games. And so we're going to call her friend, suggested we call, say we're with the baseball league, and we don't want her to come to the games anymore.
This is Lori.
Hey, Lori, this is Paul with... Hey, how are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. I'm sorry to call you at work, but I'm following up on a talk I had with one of the umpires.
Okay.
Apparently, I guess you've been getting maybe a little too vocal at some of the games.
I have?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Well, that's what the umpire tells me, is that you're somewhat critical. You're very loud, yelling.
Okay, I don't agree, but go ahead.
Are you not the type that yells at the games?
Oh, I have in the past, but I have not lately.
There is a fine line, you know, between supporting the players and, you know, we want to be positive.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes some of the parents will cross that line and they get, you know, somewhat abusive with the coaches and the umpires.
No.
You know, we all care about our kids. You know, we all want to.
Exactly. And that's exactly why I go to the games for my son.
Well, sure. And I know that, but, you know, when this happens, I have to call.
Because I know I haven't said anything in the last couple of months, so I'd like to know who's accusing me.
Well, I think we want to keep that confidential.
Sure.
I mean, and you're arguing with me right now. I mean, I can see how this would probably happen.
But it's not true, and I don't know who is accusing me of this. And y'all are asking me to do something against my son, and that's not fair.
This is a sensitive subject right now. There have been national stories where there have been fights in the stands and...
And I would never do that.
Umpires are getting beat up.
Okay, that's fine. I understand your position.
This umpire is afraid. I mean, that you may start some kind of miniature riot in the stands or something.
That's not true.
Well, it's happened.
I would never do that. I don't yell at any umpire.
You told me you have in the past.
No, I have. I've yelled at games and stuff before.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just, you know, saying catch the ball and stuff like that. But I've never yelled at an umpire because I know they're out there doing their job.
Well, parents show up to these games. They're drinking.
Well, I don't drink at the games.
Well, how do I know?
Okay, you come out and watch me because the only way you're going to prove your story is to come and actually see how I behave.
I didn't want to bring this up, but I have a videotape of you.
Okay, then send it to me.
Well, I'm not going to send it to you. One of the other parents took it, and they turned it in to show your behavior.
Okay, that's fine.
So there's no point in even arguing this.
Okay.
Now, there might be something we could work out here.
No, that's okay.
I mean, I was watching you on the videotape, and, you know, you're one of the hottest moms there, frankly.
Are you done?
Maybe you and I get together.
I have to go. Goodbye.
No. At a motel? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, is this Kathy?
Yes, it is.
Kathy, we just did the scam on Lori.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Okay, let's call her up and you talk to her. Hang on.
Okay.
You do the talking you asked for, okay?
Is Lori there?
One moment.
Does she really yell?
Oh, yeah. She just screams that they're idiots and they don't know what they're doing. They should be kicked out of the park because they always make these bad calls. And
oh, wow.
This is Lori.
Hey.
Hey.
What's wrong?
Oh, I had some weird phone call from some guy from and I'm just real upset right now.
Lori, that was a birthday scam.
Yeah, Kathy.
That's not funny. Oh, my God.
That's that Dean and Raj I told you about. They're so funny every morning.
That is so mean, Kathy. You're dead.
I don't blame you, Lori. That was an awful thing for your friend to do.
Oh, my God.
Sometimes we're not proud of our job, but...
You're really good at your job, though.
But we are good at it, yes.
Plus, you... She was just telling us that you really scream at the umpire, too.
I do sometimes.
All right, bring in the drink cart as we do the Susie drink of the week.
Quickly, because I am in need. All right, today we are doing a Jimmy Roosevelt.
What does that mean?
Jimmy Roosevelt was the oldest son of U.S. President Franklin D. Roosevelt and Eleanor Roosevelt. He received the Navy Cross for extraordinary heroism as a Marine Corps officer during World War II, Secretary to the President, United States House of Representatives, and this is a drink in his honor.
All right. Why? All right. Why?
I don't know, okay. But they just named it this. Okay.
And why are we having it now?
I don't know. All right. Okay, so the thing is that you use something in this called chartreuse, which is a unique, weird product of France, liqueur, and it's expensive, and so now I'm going to have to make a whole lot of drinks out of it. All right, so what you do, first of all, is you get a champagne glass, a coupe glass, a some sort of a, you know, the little...
Flute?
Flute, you can get that, or you can get a margarita glass or a martini glass like I have here. And you use a sugar cube or a little mound of sugar, and you're going to pour that into the bottom, just like a sugar cube amount.
People on Facebook Live are saying there's no sound. Fortunately, we still have sound on the radio.
Right, which is where you should be.
You could turn the radio up and watch it at the same time, but I don't think it quite matches.
No, it doesn't match. Later on, I did do one of my videos at the Palm, making this drink, and so you can get the recipe from there later. Okay. All right, and then you want to take that the sugar, and you get some bitters, and you want to soak the sugar with the bitters.
Okay, putting a little bitter onto the sugar.
So it's kind of liquidating now.
They cancel each other out.
Yeah. All right, then you get 2 ounces of cognac, such as Courvoisier.
Sure on the pronunciation there.
Courvoisier? That's exactly how you say it.
Courvoisier.
So you put a shot of the Courvoisier in. 2 ounces. So it's a little more than a shot. This is a pretty potent drink. It doesn't have anything in it but liquor.
So, I test, yeah. I can like smell that. It from over here.
Yeah, that Courvoisier smells
liquor
good.
And sugar.
That's pretty much it. Okay, and then you get some cracked ice, and I made Haas go down and get the good cracked ice because you're going to put that over it. It's basically a liquor snow cone is what it looks like.
Oh, look at that. It looks like too much ice.
No, because it's gonna melt, and it's going to keep adding ice. All right, then you get your champagne, which I have
right here.
Little split of champagne, and you're gonna kind of top it off with, it says 2 ounces, which is a shot, but you know, you're gonna pour it in there. I should have opened this ahead of time.
Do you need an opener for that?
I might.
I bet.
Haas, go get the bottle opener.
Do you have a bottle opener, Haas? I thought it was just a regular champagne cork, but it's not.
I thought we were ready for this.
I did too, but apparently not.
This is one of these small individual champagne servings.
A little
bottle,
split.
And you've got to, usually yeah. Pop a top on it.
Yeah, and apparently that is coming. So Haas is getting that. And then you get the chartreuse, and you're going to drizzle it over it. The chartreuse. Oh, thank you. So you put the champagne on top of the ice and the cognac and the sugar and the bitters. So it just gives a little nice little fizzy. And then you get your chartreuse, which is kind of a bright green color, made by monks, and you just drizzle it over the top. Just gives it a little tinge of kind of a weird green color.
Made by little green monks.
Little green monks. And then you top it off with the ice.
All right.
You want more ice?
I have enough ice in it.
More ice. And that...
And then you drink it.
...is your Jimmy Roosevelt.
All right. Our little Jimmy Roosevelt, American hero, this one's for you.
Cheers.
Here we go. It's golden colored. Very dry. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty dry.
This is actually... This turned out better than the one I made on the video that you can see. The one on the video is terrible. This one turned out better.
How do you describe the flavor of this?
It's dry. It's got the champagne. It's a little bit herby. Mm-hmm. It's got some herb.
Champagne apple juice. To me, that's what it tastes like.
A little.
Not as sweet, though.
It's very small hint of fruit.
And I think that as you get down to the bottom and the bitters and the sugar kind of melts, it'll be a little sweeter, finish.
I'm going to try to get there. it's very subtle, maybe too subtle. I vote to swallow. Kind of classy.
I'm going to spit this one.
Oh. Susie?
I'm going to swallow it.
All right. Not a surprise. It's a mixed vote today. You can learn how to make this online. We'll have the recipe posted for the drink of the week. It sounds very loud there at NRG, Raj. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can, Dean. I've made my way down, obviously, to the track where a number of the riders are warming up and catching some major air. And so I'm really right on the track at this moment, at the foot of it.
If people are not familiar with the Supercross, it's an indoor, obviously, course that's been set up with these massive mounds, and they literally are going up, 75 feet onto one of these mounds, and then 30 feet off into midair. And you're going to do
right.
this. You're going to do this in about an hour.
Yeah, not what I'm seeing here. Oh. So you'll have like a mound, and then another. 10 yards, another mound, and they'll go off the first one and just fly the second one and land about on the third mound.
Wow.
It's pretty impressive, actually. There's probably about a dozen bikes out here right now warming up.
I don't, and hearing it here over your microphone, it's not as loud as I'm sure it is there. But
I'm having difficulty hearing y'all, but I've got it cranked up, and let me hold the mic out here just a little bit.
It's either you're farting or that's a motorcycle.
Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah, well,
yeah, moped.
I'll let you decide.
It sounds weird.
It's pretty badass, I have to say. This is going to be a really cool event.
Which is tomorrow, and I know tickets are available, and you're going to be christening the track here coming up. I guess not technically now because they're on it, but I don't know if a person from the media has ever broadcast live on one of these things, and it's going to happen here next hour on the Dean and Rod Show.
I'm looking at a bike over here, and I'm hoping that's not the one I'm riding.
Why?
It's so teeny that I don't even know if I can sit on it and keep my feet up. This little Yamaha, that can't be it. I've got to have a bigger bike than that.
It's like one of those little clown motorcycles. It's really tiny.
Yeah. Right. I'll like look a, like a Shriner.
Like a monkey would ride in the circus.
I think that's perfect.
Wow.
That's all they were comfortable giving you, okay? They would not allow a larger bike. And they've got all sorts of safety. They've got the gear for you to wear, too, right?
Actually, what I found out is all I have to do is put on a helmet, because I wore my bike boots. I've got a leather. It's got elbow pads. And I actually have gloves, too, which I left upstairs, I just realized. But so really, all I have to do is I filled out the waiver form, and I left that upstairs, too.
We're doomed.
And you left your coffee in your car.
Yeah, I know. It's all coming together now.
And your phone's in the toilet.
And so,
they're going to work. All right.
We can go up and get that stuff, because we still have about 45 minutes until showtime.
All right. Let's take a look at Dumbass of the Week candidates like we do every. Why? What?
That's a funny segue.
I get the irony.
Speaking of people doing stupid things. Let's see who is in line to be Dumbass of the Week. Well, you had the man who was shoplifting stuff from the Hobby Lobby, and he threw it all in a cart and pushed it out into the snow and might have gotten away, but he dropped his wallet in the snow, which cops picked up and went right to his house.
I still maintain that's a guy with kids in middle school. Why else is he at Hobby Lobby? They had a project due the next morning.
Right, and they needed the poster board and the glitter.
Yeah, nobody will ever find you. You never have your wallet.
The man who was arrested after stripping naked and running through an airport terminal while high on Viagra.
Mm-hmm. Said it drained all the blood from his brain.
There is a photo.
Was the Viagra working?
He overdosed on it, yes.
In the photo, we can't tell because it's from the rear, but he is running by some people in the seats there at the gate.
All right, you have the California man who set his apartment on fire. He was trying to kill a large wolf spider with a blowtorch. This only ignited the spider, which ran around the apartment lighting curtains on fire, and the flaming spider burnt the apartment down. Finally, the Florida man who called 911 to report himself drunk driving.
911, what's the address of your emergency? Hello?
I don't know. He's drunk. I don't know where I'm at.
Okay, what is...
Well, so, that's crazy. So, for me, I like that guy.
Yeah, pretty much.
But was he a dumbass? I mean, it was smart to turn himself in, but...
That's a good point. He did the right thing.
But he was drunk driving to begin with.
Right. And yeah, that's pretty stupid.
And wouldn't tell them his last name or where he was exactly. So... So there you go. You decide. It's all on you. You get in your vote now at HoustonsEagle.com. Link through the Dean and Raj Facebook pages, and we'll find out the winner at the end of the show. There is a palpable sense of anticipation over the city.
Anticipation.
Gosh, I'm nervous. I just don't know what happened. What's going to happen with this. Raj?
Well, I just want the thing not to stall because it's very cold. And we've been running it on the choke, and I've got the choke off, so I'm trying to keep it running.
Just to set the scene, you're inside NRG for the Monster Energy Supercross. You're right by the track. You're going to take this motorcycle they've given you, this rather diminutive bike.
Yeah.
Which seems to be meant for either a circus performer or perhaps a little person. And you're going to get on this thing and... ride it onto the track, right? Are they? They're going to let you onto the main track?
Not onto the big hills. I got to kind of stick to the flats. He did give me a little more leeway to cut around through this other area, so I'm going to try that.
And I know the real riders were there practicing, and they have suspended that. So it's
right,
not...
and they're all staring at me on this teeny little bike.
This
like a goober. These professionals. So
this tiny little man on this little bike. Seemingly making fun of what they do for a living. The best riders in the world. That's not too intimidating, is it?
No, and my goggles are now steaming up, so let's do this. I can see out of one eye.
Gosh, I hope this isn't going to be anticlimactic.
Don't kill it when you let go.
All right.
I know, he says I should start off in second gear, but I'm just trying to keep the damn thing running.
All right, it is live on Facebook right now, so let's go ahead and get underway with this exhibition. You'll have to tell us what you're doing.
I'm trying to get it in gear.
Well, no, you can't get it in gear, Susie. I hear it.
It's so little.
Uh-oh. All right, he's lurched forward. Am I watching you? Is this you?
Yeah, that's him.
He's that going is. Out. He's in this big empty arena right now. He's so far from the camera, I can't see. Oh, it's about to stall, it sounds like.
Yeah, I'm in second, but...
You're on the main track now, aren't you?
A little bit, yeah.
Oh, now he's safely off the main track.
Well, there's the hills. They don't want me on those.
No, no.
And don't stick your foot out when you turn.
Oh, yeah, I have to. It's so little. Susie, my feet are like up in my chest.
I see that.
He's making his way.
I'll do one more lap.
Not fully recovered from the four broken ribs. But
I popped a wheelie. I don't know if you saw that when we took off.
I think that was inadvertent.
It absolutely was.
You almost bit it right there.
Right in the beginning, but somehow...
Remember the great Evel Knievel, and he would jump buses and jump over canyons?
Yeah, that was exciting.
And he would come back, and he would have been so injured from the wrecks. And they're like, how is he doing this? That's what people are thinking right now with Raj.
Somehow I survived it. That's all I really wanted to do. Get it down into neutral, I believe.
All right, he's heading back into the safety of the side area there, the pits. Is this the pits you're in now?
Yeah, I'm in the pits, and all the riders were just waiting for me. See this? They're all like, okay, how many laps is this goober gonna do?
so we can warm up, and now they're all taking off. Maybe I can turn the GoPro around on them.
All right. Wow.
There they go, the real riders right there.
That was heart-stopping. You can check out the video online at HoustonsEagle.com. Live from the Monster Energy Supercross on the Eagle. Well, what a moment that was when you got onto the track at the Supercross and you rode around there and survived, much to the delight of the actual professional drivers and riders who were watching.
They were all sitting there in a row waiting for me to get done with our little radio stunt so that they could go and practice for the big race, which is tomorrow night. Of course, all day long event tomorrow. It starts at noon with the pits, and it's very cool having seen it now, how it's set up. And then they're going to have tents set around, and it's supposed to be nice and warm in the 50s tomorrow, so should be good for the pit party and then a race tomorrow night.
I know people love this sport, but if you're not familiar with it, you can see some of the video we posted from this morning, just when they were practicing and the jumps that they go over. It's heart-stopping, and you can experience it tomorrow live. Supercrosslive.com is the website if you want to buy tickets. Doors will open at noon, and then the actual competition gets underway in the evening at NRG.